So good looking. Good morning. Thank you all for being here today in this gorgeous new Dayton Metro Library. Where's Tim Kambich? Thank you, Tim, for being our host today. In May of last year, I announced that I was throwing my hat into the race for Ohio's next governor. Over the past 8 months, I have traveled across this state talking to thousands of honest, hardworking Ohioans about our future and about issues that matter. I learned very quickly that many of the concerns and challenges we face here in Dayton are being confronted every day in every community across our state. As mayor of Dayton, I have seen firsthand the way the statehouse crowd in Columbus has turned its back on our local communities. Instead of helping to provide the resources to fund vital community services and infrastructure projects, they were cutting our resources so that they could hand out tax cuts to their billionaire buddies. Instead of addressing the opioid crisis, they were playing politics with women's health and kicking voters off the rolls. Everywhere I have gone, I have declared the need to rebuild a partnership in Columbus with our local communities. We need a partner in Columbus that will fight for good-paying, career-building jobs, a partner who believes in the dignity of work and the power of education, a partner who will hold the big drug companies accountable for the mess they created. The response to our message has been overwhelming. So many wonderful people have encouraged me and inspired me to fight for the issues that matter to them, to fight for those who feel like they've been forgotten, to fight for those who've been ignored for way too long. And I will fight, but not as your governor. This morning, I am withdrawing from the race for governor and ending my campaign. I am incredibly thankful and very humbled by the experience of the past 8 months. I am proud of the campaign we have run. My team and I, in many ways, defined this race over the past year, elevating issues that otherwise wouldn't have even been discussed. We put together a bold initiative campaign, and I am so grateful for the support I received from Dayton and all across the state. I got into this race because I wanted to make a difference. I believe we have made a difference. Now is the time to bring our party together. Now is the time for unity. Now is the time for Democrats to join forces behind a candidate who will lead us to victory in November. I believe that candidate is Richard Cordray. So this morning, I'm excited to announce that I am endorsing and throwing my support to Rich Cordray to be the next governor of this great state. Now, many of you know Rich. He is a dedicated public servant with a distinguished record of service to our state and our nation. As a former legislator, a county official, a statewide office holder, and executive, he has the skills we need to move Ohio forward. Rich is smart, as we all know. He is talented, and he believes in the future of Ohio. He believes in the issues that I really care about, and he is ready to fight for those everyday Ohioans who have felt forgotten and ignored. He fought for Ohioans as our Attorney General, and he fought for all Americans as the Director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. I know he will make us proud as governor. When he left the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau in Washington, Rich had a number of opportunities he could have chosen to follow. But he chose to come back to Ohio to continue to work for the people of Ohio. I respect that. I appreciate that. And I look forward to working with Rich to build a bright future for every single Ohioan. My friends, please join me in welcoming to Dayton the next governor of the state of Ohio, Richard Cordray.
As you would like. Now, I'm thinking as I came here today, there were many years in politics and government in Ohio where I would get up in the morning and over the course of a day make 4, 6, 8 speeches. I know Nan does the same. In her case, maybe it's 8, 10, 12 speeches with never a note or maybe scratching something out on the way to the event. When I went to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and entered the world of Washington, D.C., it's a wonderful, wacky world of D.C. financial regulation, things were very different. Everything was scripted. Everything had to be vetted by dozens of hands. When it was all written out, you had to deliver it to the T just as it was written, or markets might move, or God forbid, somebody might be surprised. And I'm glad to be back with the shackles off, able to just talk as I please, but not today. I actually have a written statement today because last night I wanted to write out exactly my thoughts about this occasion and about your Mayor Nan Whaley, and so I did that, and so I'm gonna kind of read here, and I just want you to understand it's not because I'm reading something that someone else wrote. It's what I wrote last night about 1 in the morning. Nan and I were joking about our last-minute speech-writing habits, and I want to give it to you just the way I prepared it. So first I want to say I'm honored to be invited today to my mom's hometown of Dayton, Ohio, to join my friend Nan Whaley on this occasion. It is not an easy thing to reassess plans that have been pursued over many months of the most strenuous effort. And in Nan's case, I know her efforts are always strenuous. She pushes and lives it to the hilt. And it is not an easy thing to change course based on judgments that involve many other people and not only oneself. It takes wisdom and it takes resolve to make the decision that Nan has made today. Over the course of this year, this past year in particular, I've come to know and admire Nan more than I ever had before. When she came to Washington to meet with her fellow mayors a year ago, she also made it a point to meet with me. We discussed the work she's been doing as the mayor of Dayton and her potential plans. I was in no position to be very helpful about my future, as I was under the disability of the Hatch Act that prohibited any political action while I served as the director of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. So all I could really tell her about my plans was that I did not know and could not say even if I did know. Nan was gracious and understanding about my awkward situation, and she went away probably not at all enlightened. But I was impressed from our conversation that this woman I had first known as a very young Democrat had clearly become an accomplished public official. Nan is a special leader with an appeal that is immediately apparent to the people who meet her. She's open and unpretentious, and she sizes things up quickly and bluntly. She makes no bones about her progressive principles, but she also recognizes the need for practical responses to the challenges people face. She has the can-do spirit so natural to the best mayors I have known, and she works so hard that she just can't help but get things done. In the race for governor, Nan's ideas have changed the nature of the debate. Her proposal for universal pre-K education, her focus on the opioid crisis, now it's gone largely unaddressed by the state government, and her insistence that we must expand access to education and job training to close the skills gap and secure a better future for Ohioans. On all of these issues, she has been right, and she has envisioned a practical yet beneficial direction for our future. Betty Sutton and I will fight for the same things Nan is fighting for, and I know she will be right alongside us. I know this because she cares too deeply to stand off to the side. In fact, one thing I know beyond a shadow of a doubt is that Nan will never shy away from a righteous fight, and she will never stand off to the side where people's hopes and dreams are at stake. Today, I'm proud and grateful that Nan Whaley has chosen to offer her endorsement of the Cordray Sutton ticket. What she has said to me is that we simply have to win this year. No pressure there, certainly. I also know that she keeps a close eye on her friend and mentor, Senator Sherrod Brown. and the success of his reelection efforts, and we've had interesting news on that race over the past few days. Indeed, she has assured me that she'll be just as busy as ever, and we are counting on her to do that. Wherever she goes, she will carry our banner high. And I will rely on her political judgment as we navigate a tough primary campaign and perhaps an even tougher general election campaign. What Nan is doing today is a high-minded and generous act. Under the extreme pressures that we all face in politics, we do not always find a way to manage that. These things are hard, and none of us is perfect. But all of us can admire a person who sets an example like Nan is doing today. Before I close, I want to add one more thing about the leader Nan Whaley has become. All around the state today, we can see the destructive effects of what I call the war on local governments that our state legislature has been waging for many years now. It does not respect those on the front lines. It robs them of the resources and support they need just to do their jobs. And it is hurting our people and our communities. The one person who has done the most out of anyone in Ohio to fight back in recent years has been Nan Whaley. She reached out to create the Ohio Mayor's Alliance, a bipartisan coalition of city leaders who are concerned about how the state government has worked against them rather than with them. The people of Ohio deserve much better, and she has pointed the way that we all should follow, listening rather than telling, helping rather than hurting. So Nan, while I thank you today, I also salute you. And I welcome all of the fine public officials in this room, and there are many, to join our cause. I have worked with many of you over the years to save people's homes and to address other pressing needs. We will now set out this year to earn our opportunity to join hands once again. The challenges are great, but we will tackle them with zest and resolution. And above all, we will tackle them together, for we know as a matter of plain common sense that by working with one another, we will always achieve more and better things than by working alone. So to you, Mayor Whaley, I finally have only three last words that I know you like to hear. Let's get busy.